The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Vano here from San Jose, 6-3 victory for the visiting Coachella Valley Firebirds. And for Coachella Valley, they've got their first win of the year. They are now 1-2-1 on the young season. Meanwhile, the Barracuda have dropped their last two. They are 1-2. This their first loss on home ice. They will have to turn the page quickly, as they have a two-game series coming up this weekend with the Milwaukee Admirals on Friday and Saturday. Well, the Barracuda did not score in the opening period. It was Oscar Mulgaard of the Coachella Valley Firebirds who lit the lamp to get things started at 10:29 from Logan Morrison and Jagger Furkus. So, after a period of play, the Barracuda, despite outshooting the Firebirds 11-8, trailed by a score of 1-0. But they found a little bit of mojo in the second period, and it was a guy who supplied so much of that throughout last season in Anthony Vincent. And for Vincent, he had yet to play the season before tonight, but he certainly made his presence felt in the second period, swinging a puck in on net from the far corner. It goes off of a Firebird in front, pinballs its way in. Vincent with his first of the year, and the Barracuda all tied up at 1-1. Time of the goal for Vincent in the second period at 4:33 from Cole Clayton and Zacho Stopchuk. Steam behind it, out of the reach of Clayton, drifts all the way back into the Cuda zone. Skarik hurries it for Vincent. Now for Ostapchuk, rink wide, Clayton gaining the line. He'll flick it off the end wall. Vincent throws it to the net. They score! Anthony Vincent from a wicked angle in his season debut. Innocent play from Anthony Vincent, but a smart one, just putting the puck to the net. It ends up going off of a Coachella Valley Firebird and in, and we were all tied up at 1-1 in the second period. Barracuda were not done. Just over 4 minutes later, Lucas Carlson would receive a pass from Cam Lund, and Carlson would rip one through the seven hole of Nike Koko to give the Barracuda their first lead, and for Lucas Carlson, his first of the season. Time of the goal at 8:56. Carlson from Lund and White, and it was the Barracuda 2 and the Firebirds 1. Away, Cam Lund, right wing side, will play it for Carlson. Muscles his way to the right dot, lifts a backhander to the net that's blocked, picked up by White, feeds along Lund, right wing side, Carlson shoots, he scores! Great puck movement, and Lucas Carlson rips it home for his first of the year. And the Barracuda have their first lead with 11:04 left here in the second period. So the Barracuda take a 2-1 lead at that point, and they were not done at 10:51. Kind of a unique play in the sense that Coachella Valley certainly seemed to think the puck had come out of the zone, which would have resulted in an offside. It had not. And so play continued. And while the Barracuda were realizing the play was still onside, the Milwaukee Admirals were standing, the Coachella Valley Firebirds were standing around. And the puck was fed over to Kasper Holtonen. And Holtonen would rip home a one-timer for his first of the year and third of his AHL career. And just like that, three unanswered from San Jose. And they had a 3-1 lead in the second period. Did the Barracuda hold the line? They did. They've got a chance here. Holtonen loads up. He scores! Everybody stopped. They thought the play was maybe offside. Barracuda kept going, and Kasper Holtonen on the near left wing rips one past Koko, and it's a 3-1 Barracuda lead. Barracuda in a great spot, up 3-1 at that point, looking as if they were going to run away with the hockey game. But the Coachella Valley Firebirds would storm back in emphatic fashion. They would score three unanswered goals in that second period alone on three consecutive shots. First, Logan Morrison at 11:42, then Mitchell Stevens at 14:24, and then 1 minute later, exactly at 15:24, Jagger Furkus would make it a 4-3 Coachella Valley lead. And when the Barracuda had all the momentum in their favor on home ice and looking like they had a chance to really take a stranglehold on the game, Coachella Valley would storm back in a hurry, take a 4-3 lead into the third period, and carry all the momentum into the final 20 minutes of play. In the third, the Firebirds would tack on another goal, Caden Hamill getting credited with his first in the American Hockey League, beating goaltender Jakub Skarik through the 5-hole at 10:28 on a 2-on-1. And that really was the dagger in the Barracuda as Coachella Valley would tack on another goal with an empty netter and seal the 6-3 final. The losing goaltender for San Jose, Jakub Skarik, his first loss of the season, allows 5 goals on 33 shots. The winning goaltender, Nike Coco, 24 saves on 27 shots, and his record now improves on the young season to 1-2. Firebirds picking up their first win of the year in game number 4. Final shots, 34-27 in favor of Coachella Valley. Coachella Valley draws multiple power plays, 7 power plays to be exact. They go 1-for-7. Barracuda go 1-for-5 on the power play themselves. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 33 minutes, 1,842 sought. Let's go over our 3 stars. The number 3 star, Caden Hamill for the Coachella Valley Firebirds, scores his first in the American Hockey League. Turns out to be a huge one in the third period to give the Firebirds some breathing room. Comes at 10:28 of the third. He is the number 3 star. And for Hamill, that goal, his first in the AHL, also at a +3 rating. 1 shot on net, 2 penalty minutes. Number 2 star, Colin White for the Barracuda, the veteran forward at 2 assists and the loss of -1 rating. He's the number 2 star. And Jagger Furkus is the game's number 1 star. A 3-point night, a goal, 2 assists, +2 rating, 4 shots on net, and 2 penalty minutes for the second year forward, Furkus, who takes home tonight's number 1 star. Barracuda back on the ice on Friday. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop against the Milwaukee Admirals. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with our pregame coverage, CUDA Countdown. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. And you can watch on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Listen as well through the app, and watch on HLTV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage tonight. The Coachella Valley Firebirds win this one by a final score of 6-3. Again, we're on the air on Friday as the Barracuda continue their young season. Game 4 as they kick off a back-to-back against Milwaukee, the top affiliate of the Nashville Predators. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. Whether you listen or you watch, we certainly appreciate it. And we hope you join us again on Friday when the Barracuda return back to home ice against Milwaukee. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.